Hi everyone. Today I want to start off this podcast with talking about the four elements, and this is also the first time and I'm actually creating a podcast. Now, I may not have the usual topics people usually talk about. I will, of course, dive deeper into a different part of the universe, like the four elements, for example. What do you know about the four elements? What are the four elements? The four basic elements, sometimes called temperaments, are air, earth, fire, and water. Understanding what each element represents helps us evaluate where our individual strengths and weaknesses are. Healers have found that focusing on the elements can often be helpful when seeking what course of treatments would best address our problems. For example, air represents intellect, mental intention, and connection to universal life force. Earth represents grounding, the foundation of life, substance, connection to life path, and family roots. Fire represents energy, a tool for transformation, connection to personal power, and inner strength. Water represents emotional release, intuition, and inner reflection. Air, earth, fire, water are surrounded by the four classical elements within our environment. They are represented by the wind in our skies, warmth from sun rays, and a wide variety of watery resources, seas, rivers, lakes, creeks, and ponds. There are many healing traditions and religions which incorporate the elements in their practices. The four suits in the tarot represent the four elements. The medicine wheel is an example of Native Americans recognizing the four elements. Wiccan honor the classical elements along with a fifth added in that represents the spirit or the self. I tend to be drawn to watery resources whenever I feel a need to be re-energized. Taking pampering soaks in the tub, walking in the rain, and skinny dipping in the ocean are personal favorite indulgences. Water is a spiritual connection for me, and I thought this was true for everyone until when, surprisingly to me, a feng shui consultant I met told me that she personally found being near water to be draining. She explained how wood feels to be more supportive of her spiritual being and physical nourishment. Feng shui has a five-element system: wood, fire, earth, metal, and water. Do you have all elements? Or you don't? Anyways, we shall talk about all these four elements individually more in depth on our second podcast. For now, I hope you enjoy this information. Have a great day. Bye.